go to Tanya. We didn't learn too far into it. Okay, paragraph Adalit. On top it's Mem Gimel. The bottom is 155. Okay, last thing the Alter Rebbe was explaining, that a person needs to be very, extremely happy when he realizes what he's able to do, that God, he brings on the essence of Hashem. Hashem leaves everything and comes down only to him and only stays in his house. And he says that a Jew, when he has the Amuna and he does any mitzvah that he does, of one of the 613 mitzvahs, his soul becomes connected to the essence of Hashem, and that's the simcha of the Jew, that's the simcha of Hashem, and so on. Okay, so he says now like this. V'hine medazeis, it's known, sha'avis heinen merkava. The avis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were called the merkava, the chariot of Hashem. It's really a medrash, by the way. Ha'avis heinen merkava is a medrash. The medrash says, when Avraham Avinu went to argue with Hashem after the malachim left him, and Hashem told him I'm destroying Zdaim. So Avraham Avinu went to daven for Zdaim. So when Avraham Avinu finished negotiating with God, 155 at the bottom. Perglam and Dalit. So it says after Avraham Avinu finished davening with arguing with Hashem, the Pasuk says like this, Vayal me olav Elokim. Parshas Vayera. The Pasuk says, God went off him. That's a funny expression to say God went off him. Vayal me olav Elokim. So the Medrash says, Mikan, that the Ovis were like the chariot, meaning God is the rider, the Ovis were the horse, and the horse only goes where the rider wants it. That's what it meaning the horse is completely bottle to the rider. So he says like this. What does it mean the Ovis were Merkava? He says, what was unique that the Ovis were Merkava? Shakol Yameim La'olam, meaning all their days forever, meaning 24/7, for their entire life. Lehefsiku afilu sho'achas, they didn't stop even for a second. Min lakasha daitam v'nishmosan, from binding their mind and their neshama. L'ribein O'olam, to the master of Hashem. Bebitul anal, in the bitul of only doing what Hashem wants. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain like this. When the Jew does a mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe says, Yad mechalik tzedakah. When a hand takes a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a penny, whatever, puts it into the pushka, at that moment, the hand is completely bottle to Hashem. In fact, he's united with chesed of atzilus. Chesed of atzilus is the act of tzedakah. A person gives tzedakah at that moment and permanently is connected to Chesed of Atzilus. At that moment, the person is a merkava to God, because he's doing what God wants. A person speaks Torah, that moment, the mouth is bottled to Hashem. The mind thinks Torah, that moment. The difference is, the same hand that gave tzedakah, a minute later can hit somebody. The mouth that spoke Torah can speak Lashon Hara a minute later. So, we are a merkava at the time we do a mitzvah. But the uniqueness of the avos were, 24/7, for the entire life, they were completely bat Hashem. They didn't remove the mind from 1 second of having the bittul to Hashem. The Yechuda Yisbarach to the oneness of Hashem, that meaning 24/7 mamish for their 175 years, 180 years, whatever they lived. V'achareyem kol ha-neviyim, and after them, following them, all the prophets. Because different Nevi'im at different levels of Nevu'ah based on their Neshama and so on. Vasagosei and their understanding. U'madregas Meshir Abeinu Alev Hasholem. And the level of Nevu'ah of Meshir Rabbeinu. He Eilau Kulon is the highest level of Nevu'ah. Sha'amru Olav, the Gemara says about him, Shechina Medaberes Mitech Greinu Shal Meshir. The Shechina spoke through the throat of Meshir Rabbeinu. And the Medrash, well, it's questionable where it says in Zayah and Medrash, but the example of this is like this. In Chumash Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, right? The whole book of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. In Devarim, in Parshas Vaeschanan, you have, I mean, Parshas Ekev, you have Parshas Shema, Vayim Shemaya Tishmo, yeah? And over there, it says Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Jews, and he says, "V'nasati esav besotcha levehem techo, I will give grass in your fields for your animals, V'achalta v'tzavata, you should eat and be full. So the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu gives grass? Hashem gives grass. Right? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I give grass? So the Medrash says, and the Zohar says, what it means is, Moshe Rabbeinu is only a microphone. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, the Shekhinah spoke through him. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, like a microphone, yeah? You say in the microphone, I'm gonna give grass. It's not that the microphone is giving grass. The speakers, the physical speakers that amplify the voice is not the one giving the grass. You're giving the grass, but you're speaking through them. When Hashem spoke, He spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu. So that level of bittul that Moshe Rabbeinu had. It's interesting, the Chassidim say that when a Rebbe says a maimer, it's also the Shekhinah medaberes mitoch groinei. The Shekhinah is speaking through the throat of the Rebbe at the time he says a maimer. That's what the Rebbe used to hold a handkerchief, wrap a handkerchief, to hold on to something physical. And because by the Rebbe, it's very interesting thing while we're off topic anyway. When a chassid learns a maimer, it's seichel, understanding, elokus. When a Rebbe says a maimer, it's elokus becoming seichel. When a Rebbe says a maimer, there's a new revelation of godliness coming down in the maimer, into seichel. When a chassid learns a maimer, or a Jew learns a maimer, it's seichel, understanding godliness. So there's a big difference. Here godliness is coming seichel, here seichel is understanding elokus. But there's a very interesting story, I probably mentioned it here. The Tzemach Tzedek once said a maimer, and there was an argument after the maimer between the children of the Tzemach Tzedek and Reb Hillel Potashir, what the Rebbe meant in the maimer. They were arguing what the pshat of what the Tzemach Tzedek said in the maimer. The kid said one way, and the Rebbe Hillel Potashir said a different way. So they said, you know what? The Tzemach Tzedek shows it. Let's go ask. We'll go ask him what he meant. So they all went to the Tzemach Tzedek, and they asked him what he meant. And Tzemach Tzedek said, like his children, not like Reb Hillel Potashir. So I meant like my children, not like Reb Hillel Potashir. So the children turned to Reb Hillel, says, no, that's the pshat. He said, no, I still disagree. I still disagree. So he said to him, he said the maimer. He obviously says what he meant. How can you disagree with him of what he meant? So Reb Hillel Potashir said a very profound thing. He says, when a Rebbe says a maimer, when the Tzemach Tzedek said a maimer, it's God talking through him. Shechinah medaberes. Now the maimer is Torah. Now the maimer is Torah. The Tzemach Tzedek could learn the Torah one way. I could learn the Torah a different way, and we could both be right. There's a good Torah, you can learn one. There's Shishim Ribi, there's 600,000 ways of learning every aspect of Torah. So, in other words, so when a Rebbe says a maimer, it's the Shechina talk, he says, there's nothing to do. Tzemach Tzedek, what he said is what God said. Then the Tzemach Tzedek learned one way, I can learn a different way. I mean, they disagreed on a lot of things, halacha, but he said, that's the issue. So he said, just saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, with such a level of Merkava, such bottle bittul Tashem, that it was God speaking. And similar to this level of oneness with Hashem de Merkava, Zochu Yisrael b'maimed Har Sinai, they merited at Har Sinai this tremendous connection to Hashem. The only difference is, Shlo Yochel Lizbel, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it, because it was too great. K'maymer Azalik, the Gemara says, Shakol dibur odibur parcha nishmasun, and every word that came out of God's mouth, the neshama popped out. What does it mean it popped out? She'inyin bitul b'metziyah sanal. It became completely bottled. But Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ovis, are able to handle that level of bitul. The Jews, the masses of the Jews, that had this great revelation of the ultimate bittul Tashem, they couldn't handle it. So then the neshama popped out of the body. And then he says, Lochein, miyad amar lehem. That's why Hashem immediately told him to build a Mishkan to build a Mishkan. Uvei Kodshi Kadoshim in the Holy of Holies is in that Mishkan. La Shurah Shchinasei, to rest the Shechina. Shogili Yechudi Yizbarich, which is the oneness of Hashem, like I'll explain later. Later at the end of Lukutei Amarim, he explains this. Umeshechare Beis HaMikdash. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, En LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Elamei, where does God find himself now if there's no Mishkan? So he says, where does Hashem find Mishkan Umachon Neshiftei, who Yechudi Yizbarich is the oneness of Hashem, only Arba Amas Shel Halacha, when you learn Halacha. Why? Because what's Halacha? Halacha is what Hashem wants us to do. It's not only the wisdom of Hashem. You can learn Torah, the wisdom of Hashem, but it's not Halacha, it's not the will of Hashem. When you learn Halacha, it's what Hashem wants you to do, plus the wisdom of Hashem. Which is Ritzayni Yizbar V'Chachmasi, both. Hamlubashim Ba'alachas Aruchas Lefaneinu, which are dressed in part of the Halachas that we have said before us. Lachain Acha Shiyai Miko Adam. Machshavti Binyan Bittel Anal. Therefore he says like this. When you start meditating into this level of Bittel, of like a Merkava Bittel, Kvi Yecholte, according to his understanding, his mental ability, the neshama ability, and so on. He says, Zois Yoshev Elibay. This is what a person needs to realize. Okay? Kimiyeis Katan Sichli. That because my Seichel is too low, Vishedish Nishmasi, and the source of my neshama is too low, Mehachel Liyeis Merkava Mishkin Yechud Yisbar Be'em Islamite. That it's, when a person says, listen, I can't reach the level of oneness with God, like the Avos and the Nevi'im. I can't. And he says, because me'achad the last machshava tali, because my brain, my machshava, is not able tfiso masagas ba'yizbar klalu chal shuma saga ba'ilam. There's no way I can understand any of godliness whatsoever. V'lei shemetz menu, not even a small drop, not even a tiny little bit of it. Me'asagas ha'avos v'nevi'im, from the Avos and Nevi'im. So the guy says like this. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, there's a level of Merkava total Bittel. And then he says like this. The person realizes, you know, I can't reach that Bittel. So what do I need to do instead? He says, Ilazeis, therefore, Esalei Mokhein Mishkan Umokhein Shiftei, you know how I'll make this dwelling place for God in me? Is Esik Betamateira Kfiat Pnai Shali Bekfias Itam B'yem V'layla. By learning Torah at night and during the day, kedas hanitna according to the halacha, which is given lechol echad ve'echad behilchos talmud Torah, which every Jew is given according. In other words, hilchos talmud Torah, some Jews can learn a little bit a day and night, and some Jews have to learn more depending how much time they have. Okemay merazal, afilu perak echad shachar. There's certain people that can only learn a little bit in the morning, and a little bit in the evening, like one chapter in the morning, one chapter in the evening. So he said, what will I do? I'm going to learn as much as I can. Ubezen with this, Yismach Libe, who'll rejoice, V'yogel V'yitin Ha'ido Al Chalke, he'll give thanks on his portion that Hashem gave him, V'simcha V'tuv Leivav, and with the ultimate joy and good heart, Al Shezacha Lies Ushpezichen Legvura, at least he became God's host, okay? That he became God's dwelling place. Pamayim b'chol yom, twice a day. Kfi ha'eis v'apnai sheli, sheli, based on the time and ability that I have. K'mitzis yodei, based on the capacity of his hands. Asher hirchav Hashem li. The Alter Rebbe is bringing over here, a person needs to be simcha. So in Perek Lamed Gimel, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, the simcha is, when you do a mitzvah, God is coming to you, and she says like this. Let's add to this. He said, even a person that's not on a great level, simple people like us, simple, partial to people, person says, okay, you know what? I can't be God's host 24-7 like the others were, but you know what? Twice a day, three times a day, I could at least become part of Hashem. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, it goes even a step further. When you do business, you can host Hashem. And this is the uniqueness that Chassidus teaches us. That a Jew can serve Hashem, and this is a mistake. People that don't know Chassidus think, I serve Hashem when I daven, and when I learn, and when I do mitzvahs, that's when I serve Hashem. Business, in people's minds, is not serving Hashem. Eating is not serving Hashem. Sleeping is not serving Hashem. Exercising is not serving Hashem. All the other million things we do a whole day, writing bills, is not serving Hashem. And Chassidus says that's a big mistake. You could serve Hashem equally to learning when you're in business. What did Rebbe write not long ago in a Yom Yom, that the, I think it was the Tzemach Tzedek, said to the Chassid of Elia, I'm jealous of you. You're in business. Yet in the middle of the business, you say a parak tilim, you learn a little bit. He says, that's a very lofty level. Tzemach Tzedek said, I'm jealous of you that this person in the middle of business could learn a little bit, to say it when there's, you know, no business going on. Then he could learn, he could dial in, he could say tilim, he could do something. He said, that is also serving Hashem. When a person works and he says and gives tzedakah, you elevate every part of the business, not only the money that you give to tzedakah. You elevate the entire business, all the work that you're doing becomes elevated to kedusha mamish, one with Hashem. Or like the Alter Rebbe said before in Tanya, when a person eats food l'shem shemayim, it becomes ka'ayla u'ka'karbon. Not only a regular carbon, it becomes like a burnt offering, the highest carbon. A burnt offering is what happens when a person eats the proper way. So he says a person could have a lot of simcha like that. Realizing you become God's host. If you become Hashem's host, or like he says, v'im yachav Hashem le'ayd, and if God will lavish more upon the person, as I tahir your diamonds, it says, the person with clean hands, Yosef Emetz, will add strength, umachshava teva, and a good thought, meaning, not only when you're learning and davening, but gam sharayim kuli, all the day itself, the entire day. Sha'esig b'masu maton, when he does business, yemochan l'shifte yizbarich, he'll be a dwelling place for Hashem, but nesinus at tzedakah by giving tzedakah. And here again is a unique thing Chassidus explains. When a person gives, let's say 10%, not only are they elevating the 10% they give, they're elevating the other 90% also. And that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying here. Not only do you elevate the amount of money you give tzedakah, you're elevating all of your money to Kedusha, by giving the 10% that Halacha says you're supposed to give. Or whatever it is. And he says, Sheyitim Yegiyeh, when you give from what you worked for, which is Midaitsev Shokosh Baruch, the concept of giving tzedakah is the Hashem's attributes. And like we say, Mahu Rachum, just like Hashem is merciful. The Gemara says, you should be merciful and give tzedakah. Or Kamesha Kasev B'Tikunim, like it says in Tikun Izayar, what we say in Pasuch Leo, Friday night, Chesed Duraya Yamina. Chesed is God's right hand. Okay? What does it mean, Chesed is God's right hand? So there's two explanations in Chassidus. What it says, Chesed is Hashem's right hand. One is that the spiritual source of our right hand is Chesed. Another interpretation is, because the right hand, which represents doing tzedakah, left hand is doiche, yamin is makarev, is doing tzedakah mitzvahs. That is connecting, it's functioning the same way as chesed of atzilus. What's chesed of atzilus? To do chesed? When a hand gives tzedakah or does a favor, that is giving tzedakah. By tzedakah doesn't only mean money. You have tzedakah with your money. You have tzedakah begufe with your body. You do somebody a favor, it's tzedakah. You do somebody a spiritual favor with your neshama. It's also all tzedakah. That elevates the entire life of the person. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, even if you're not on the level of the avos, you're not on the level that 24/7 you're completely bottled to Hashem, But he says it doesn't matter. Because when you do what Torah tells you to do, that connects you to Hashem in an unbelievable way. That even the rest of the day, when you're doing business and other things, you still become elevated and close to Hashem. Mentioned in the past, where Bachum was heard from Arashpia, he said that it doesn't pay, and he explains it because otherwise it doesn't sound right. It doesn't pay to learn 2 hours extra late at night, and because of that you come 10 minutes late to Seder. Seder starts 7:30, let's say. It doesn't pay, you can think, you know what, I'm going to learn 2 hours until 1 o'clock in the morning. I learned 2 extra hours, and because of that, I'll come 10 minutes late. It's not worth it. It's worse learning 2 hours at night if that's going to cause you to come 10 minutes late to say it. So the Avi Seichel says, 1 minute, this is 10 minutes, this is 2 hours. How are you going to compare the two? But he explained, it's an unbelievable concept. When Torah gives you, like you said before, a self-imposed limitation is not a limitation. When you go home at night and you lock your door, you're not in jail. Right? You locked it, you can unlock it. So even though you're behind the locked door, you're not in jail. A person who's in jail is in jail, they're also behind the locked door. But over there, they didn't do it. Somebody else locked them up. Right? But if you lock yourself up, you can unlock yourself. So then you're not in jail. Chassidus has the expression, amidid hagbola atzmis, a self imposed hagbola is not a hagbola, it's not a limitation. When Torah, and this is a remarkable concept for all of us, by the way, not only for Bachman and Yeshiva. When Torah says, this is your schedule, this hour to this hour you do this, this hour to everybody, not only Bachman, yeah? But let's say Yeshiva Bachman. The Rabbeim set the Seder in the Yeshiva, this time to this time is wake up, this time to this time is chassidus, this time is breakfast, davening, whatever the order of the day is, yeah? Because it's a Torah-imposed Seder, when a person keeps the Seder of the Yeshiva, it's like they're learning 24-7. Even though the actual Seder may be 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours, but because Torah says this is what you need to do, so then when you do it, it's like you're learning 24-7. And that's really the Alter Rebbe is alluding to here also. If a person learns when Torah says you need to learn, a little in the morning, a little at night, but that's what Torah says you have to learn. And then Torah says go business. Do business. And make a living. But in the business, you're doing it the way Hashem wants you to do it, so that's serving Hashem just like learning a whole day. And you become one with Hashem. And then at that moment, the person is a Merkava. It says that you do business, you give tzedakah. And he says, even though you're only giving 20% or 10%, 20%, whatever, he says, it's not that you're giving 20% or 10%. This 20%, because that's the best way of doing it, elevates with it, Kola Abba Yodis Lashem, all the other 80%, Lias Machan Lashifti's birth, that also is a dwelling place for Hashem. So if a person gives tzedakah based on the amount Torah says you need to give, when they give that amount to tzedakah, they're elevating all the things. In other words, so your whole business, the whole 100% of your money, is serving Hashem. She said, you can imagine the simcha that a person gets, that he's God's host. And this is what's unique about Yiddishkeit. It's not you serve God 3 days in a church, or you serve, every Sunday, or you serve Hashem, once a year, 3 times a year, or even once a week. You know, it's an interesting point. No matter how firm a Jew is, the majority of the day, he's not in a shul. Even if you go to shul 3 times a day, yeah? So you're there an hour in the morning, an hour in Mincha Ma'ariv, let's say, yeah? That's it. The main, and this is where people make a mistake. The main part of Yiddishkeit is not in the shul. It's out of the shul. It's in the home and in the business. That's where the main part of Yiddishkeit is. And those people that come along, they want, you know, in shul, the women, they want aliyahs, they want this, they want that. It's like, that's not even the, it's a minor part of Yiddishkeit is what goes on in the shul. There's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, by the way. Those people, I mean those women, they're also people, by the way. If a woman wants to put on tefillin, but she doesn't keep anything else God tells her to keep, so obviously that putting on tefillin has nothing to do with religion. It just doesn't. If you do it for religion, do it the other thing, huh?
I know a lot of women like that.
They're called, wow, women at the wall, right?
Now.
Now it's called it.
Oh, now.
Huh?
No, there's another, they were in an organization, whatever.
Whatever it is. But if you think about it, because it's interesting, if you tell them, if you make a deal with them, first do all the mitzvahs God tells you that you must do. And then if you want to put on tefillin, we'll talk about it. Because once you do all the mitzvahs, nobody in this room wants to put on tefillin. Once you do all the mitzvahs, you're not interested in, you don't need the tefillin. It has nothing to do with religion or God or mitzvahs. You're not going to tell me I can't do something. It's nothing to do with religion. But what Alter Rebbe is saying over here is, you're elevating business, you're elevating your money, you're elevating your everything you do. And like it says, commandment as well, we'll just finish with this. Mitzvah tzedakah, shkula kenegah kol harbanos. Tzedakah is equal to all sacrifices. And when you brought a carbon, Alter Rebbe is going to say like this. When you brought one animal as a carbon, it elevated all the animals of the world. When you brought a flower offering, it elevated all the flower of the world. It wasn't that that particular carbon became elevated. He said, "Kabanis, kol hachai, all animal kind, oyle l'shemai de beimachas." Through bringing one animal as a carbon, the whole animal kingdom was elevated. V'chol atzemeach, and all the plant life, through one measurement of fine flour mixed with oil. Everything was elevated. Okay, leave it there.